At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC's 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Have you guys heard about Trump's top secret corrupt crypto dinner happening tonight? Because Caroline Leavitt was playing defense during her entire press conference, and I want to debunk the lies and expose one of the most brazen examples of corruption since the Qatari jet like a week ago. But check this out.
It's absurd for anyone to insinuate that this president is profiting off of the presidency. This president was incredibly successful before giving it all up to serve our country publicly. And not only has he lost wealth, but he also almost lost his life. He has sacrificed a lot to be here, and to suggest otherwise is frankly completely absurd.
All right, give me a break. This is North Korea level propaganda coming from Caroline Leavitt. Trump bankrupted six businesses before taking office, and then in the days leading up to his inauguration, a few months back, in the days leading up, he leveraged the hype of the inauguration to release a Trump meme coin, and then a Melania coin. If you guys remember that, Trump insiders held 80% of both of these coins, so they were able to liquidate their assets and just make a bunch of money off the back of Trump supporters. This happened, and then Trump took a Qatari jet. The idea that Trump did not benefit at all from the presidency is insane, but check out this dinner that is happening tonight. It is almost beyond parody because Trump drew global crypto investors with a $148 million meme coin dinner. It's pay to play. It's quid pro quo. It's buying access to the president, and Caroline Leavitt, again, had to continue to play defense. Watch this clip of her getting pressed in the White House. By the way, if you haven't joined the crew, make sure you scroll down, click subscribe. About 80% of people that watch these videos aren't subscribed, so if you want to help beat the MAGA movement going on, make sure you subscribe. Love you all, and check this out.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Garrett, go ahead.
Caroline, you guys are very proud of your record on transparency. I have two transparency-related questions for you.
Sure.
On the president's dinner tonight, will the White House commit to making a list of the attendees public so people can see who's paying for that kind of access to the president?
That's a good question. Will Caroline Leavitt give a real answer, or will she just, you know, weave around it?
Well, as you know, Garrett, this question has been raised with the president. I have also addressed the dinner tonight. The president is attending it in his personal time. It is not a White House dinner. It's not.
But he's always the president. What do you mean his personal time?
Taking place here at the White House. But certainly I can raise that question and try to get you an answer for it.
Okay. And on the Qatari aircraft, the Air Force has said they're going to classify all the information about the work that has to get done to bring it up to snuff to be Air Force One. Previous Air Force One contracts, including the one that the president entered into in 2018, are public. That's available knowledge. Will the White House commit to releasing who's doing that work and the cost of that work? I understand that some elements might be classified about specific systems. Will we commit to releasing that basic information so people can see ultimately what this costs?
Well, Garrett, as you know, that's a question for the Department of Defense and the United States Air Force, who is accepting this jet as part of their fleet.
Declassify anything he wants.
Well, you'll have to ask the Department of Defense and the United States Air Force.
That should be a question for the Department of Government Efficiency. Sorry, not to play the Doge card because Doge is dodgy, but I mean, if you want to talk about government efficiency, why don't we audit exactly how much money is being spent on repairing this plane? That is an actual good use of Doge. But by the way, there's already a department within the government that basically holds other departments accountable. It has existed for a while. But to continue with this article, the top 25 meme coin holders are going to enjoy a private VIP reception with Trump. Democratic lawmakers demand attendee names, citing foreign influence concerns, because, dude, the idea that Trump is attending this in his personal capacity is insane. When these meme coin investors bought into this, do you think they were buying in because they want to meet the person, Donald Trump? They could have done that 5 months ago. They bought in because they were meeting the president of the United States. They were trying to buy influence. There's one more clip of Caroline Leavitt getting confronted, but just one second right here. Among those who will be in attendance is China-born crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun, who won first place in the dinner contest with $18.5 million in his wallet, and who is also the largest publicly known investor and advisor to World Liberty Financial, the Trump family crypto platform. So it's all just incestuous and corrupt. Buyers of President Trump's meme coin are converging from around the globe on Thursday for an exclusive dinner at his private country club overlooking the Potomac River, just outside the nation's capital. Bro, they think that they have any level of plausible deniability because Trump is right outside the nation's capital. He's still in D.C., and he says he's doing this in his personal capacity. It's absolute BS, and it's corruption in the highest form. On Wednesday, Sun posted a video of himself visiting the executive office building next to the White House. He just bought his way into the White House. Where have we seen that before? Oh, wait, Elon Musk and many other people. And also, there's a difference between being a donor and lobbying for a specific issue and having the ear of the president. There's a difference between that and single-handedly electing the president because you bought Twitter, you donated money, then you're walking around the White House. There's a difference between that and holding off-the-record crypto dinners where you pay to play. And here's the insane part. Listen to this. Here's the part that I really don't want you to miss. The SEC recently paused its 2023 fraud investigation into Sun, the guy we were just talking about. The Chinese dude, really quickly, the China-born crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun, he was getting investigated. He was being investigated by the SEC, and they paused the fraud investigation, and now he's buying his way back into Trump dinners. Insane. Sun declined to comment, but posted that he's grateful for the invitation. The SEC declined to comment as well, and Sun is going to go. In total, investors spent an estimated $148 million on the Trump meme coin to secure their seats at the dinner. Again, they were forced to buy the Donald Trump meme coin to secure seats at a dinner where they won't be investigated for putting a bunch of money into the Donald Trump meme coin. Any regulatory investigation into one of these investors or into any of Trump's rich allies will be paused or halted or slow-walked through public intimidation because Trump doesn't want them to be investigated. We saw this with Elon Musk. If he can continue to benefit the richest of the rich, it's disgusting. These top holders will enjoy a private VIP reception with Trump purely as a function of their wealth allowing them to buy the Trump coin. And who benefits from the Trump coin? Again, 80% of it is owned by insiders. A company controlled by the Trump family and a second firm together hold 80% of the remaining supply of the Trump coins and have so far earned $320 million in fees, including at least $1.35 million after the dinner announcement, according to blockchain analytics firm Chain Analysis. I need to be putting this in a document because this is some of the most damning shit I have ever read. This and also Elon Musk's regulatory investigations being paused. Over 40 different investigations were halted or paused. More than half of the 220 holders at the Black Tie event are likely based outside the United States, according to blockchain analysis. The White House maintains that Trump's assets are managed in a trust overseen by his children and that he has no role in operations. But if I remember correctly, Trump wasn't really a fan. He didn't really sign any of the transitory documents that presidents usually sign in that transition period where you put your funds in a trust that is blind, where you say that you will follow all of these laws. We know that Trump loves to follow laws, right? This reads, Trump's crypto dinner cost over $1 million per seat. Sorry. In total, the winners spent $394 million, okay, that's a new number, on Trump's cryptocurrency, a new study found, though some have sold portions of their holdings since the contest ended, which is insane. Pure corruption. And I want to know what you guys think in the comment section below. You know, a lot of people say, Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subscribers and just realized that I was not subscribed. Fixing that now. So double check. Make sure you're subscribed. Scroll down. Hit that like button. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.